Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cicerino, back in to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of May 17th, 2022, here on News AF.
The story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth. It's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Here once again, here in the middle of the month of May, with your News AF team here, all back together again, and very excited to talk here with Pickleball's top influencer. Always has a lot of great stories, and here he is. It's Tyson Apostas. Tyson, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing so good, dude. Arizona summer is finally kicking in, just like those sweet 105 temperatures on the courts. Yeah. And that's it. Going to New York.
Oh, exciting.
Weekend. Yeah. For some pickleball commentary.
Yeah.
It's all happening.
It's all happening.
In,
cool.
Rob's home state.
In my home state. Yes.
Should I tell him hi for you?
Yeah, say hi for me. What part of the state is going to be the Billie Jean King Center? Yes.
Yep. I'm going to the Billie Jean King Center.
Whoa, that sounds legit.
Yeah.
Where is that? What part of New York is that?
By an airport, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know which airport.
Everyone knows the best places are usually by airports.
Yeah.
Sure.
So supposedly, I have heard that during the U.S. Open tennis that they have there, they divert air traffic so that it isn't too loud for the spectators and stuff.
Yeah, you're just going right over by Citi Field. So I thought that whole complex was the Arthur Ashe Tennis Center, but I guess there's also Billie Jean King Center there, too.
Maybe there's two.
Maybe. Yeah. If it's all part of like one U.S. Open site.
Yeah. Could be. It's in Flushing.
Yes,
Park.
Right. Yeah, I know. I know exactly where it is. Yeah, right next to my hometown Mets.
Yeah. Is that where you lived?
I live on Long Island, so probably about like 30 minutes from there.
I don't know if I'll make it out to
Mets
Long
game.
Island.
Yeah.
Should I take in a Mets game?
If they're home,
may
sure.
As well.
Yeah, they've been playing pretty good baseball.
Yeah, they have, haven't they? Mm-hmm. How's that feel for you?
It's pretty exciting.
Like it's all going to be
don't get excited.
I'm not, I'm trying not to get excited. Also, the Yankees are playing better baseball, which is frustrating because that in a year where we'd be very excited, Yankees are actually doing better.
Jerks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw a post somewhere that said that the two New York teams and the two LA teams are crushing right now.
Mm-hmm. So we got that going for us. But, you know, Tyson, enough about baseball. What else is happening in your world?
That's it. Just, you know, living with my two happy kids.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't lost any wits or anything.
Time.
Mm-hmm. Or time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
How nice for you.
Yeah. Why do you keep asking me, Rob? Is there something I'm missing about my own life that I don't know?
Is Rob playing a prank on you?
No.
Yeah.
No pranks.
Like he mailed you something funny and he's just wondering if you've opened it.
Yeah. Do you get any suspicious packages?
I get suspicious packages every day, but they have Amazon tape on them and they're to my wife.
Yeah.
Moon dust.
Yeah. Not from Sex Arnazon. Rocks. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not Arnazon.
Dot corn. Yeah. All right. And of course, back with us once again, a man who also has many stories from his adventures. Here he is. It's Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Oh, I have so much stuff to talk about. Big day up on Capitol Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I just want to get right into it. There's the opening up the secret vaults.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get into it because here we are. You know, News AF is Tuesday AF. Of course, we record usually on Tuesday. Have been recording on Tuesdays for many years, and Tuesday is a big day in Washington D.C. because finally, we're going to get some oversight into an issue that we have been talking about for many years on this very show. Where that back in the day. It used to be very rare you get any sort of like mainstream news about UFOs and aliens and, you know, alien wrecks here discovered. And now it's just like boring. Another day at the office. Finally. Right? Yeah. The House of Representatives is going to be opening up a intelligence panel coming up on Tuesday. Danny, what are we expecting to find out today?
Well, I think a bunch of redacted bullshit.
Yeah. First of all, I think it's already taking place right now. I think that it's currently in session. A couple things, and this is the most frustrating part of all. I don't think we'll see anything new. I think we'll get the same information that we've slowly been fed, and we'll continue to live in this world where we don't have all the truth. And it's so frustrating. I want them to just wheel out an alien corpse that the public can go through like a state funeral and like look at and poke. I'm so sick and tired of redacted documents. I'm so sick and tired of like, well, maybe this happened and fuzzy pictures and fuzzy videos and accounts from drunken rednecks getting molested by metal probes in the forest. I need hard evidence. And if this panel doesn't give me hard, hard, rock hard evidence, I'm done. Wow. I'm done. I don't care about UFOs anymore until nobody one crashes in my backyard.
Okay, well, this House Oversight is going to be discussing a database of 400 reports of these UFOs. Tyson, do you think anything's going to change today?
No, not a thing. I think these guys are just getting their paychecks, going in, collecting the money, taking off. I think we're going to see the same redacted documents we've seen in the past. What they're going to go over all 400, that sounds like 400 things that we've already probably heard about, and they're just going to talk about all of them in one session. And unless Nicolas Cage is there in DC cracking open vaults that we haven't cracked open before, then I don't even need to tune into this.
So there is new information being brought out to light. They're questioning two people, I believe, in the defense or intelligence community.
Are they aliens?
No, they're not. I would love it if they were. But the problem is, again, I don't think they'll be revealing anything new. They'll be giving us new information, right?
Maybe.
More testimony from pilots, Navy pilots, aircraft carriers. All of this information that tells us something is happening, but no information that tells us what that is. And that's the most frustrating part about all this, is that it's exciting. And this type of a session hasn't happened since the late 60s.
Yeah.
And the 2000s and on was like a big thing for UAPs, as they're calling them, Rob, not UFOs.
What does UAP stand for?
Unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, this could be cool, but it won't be, because politicians are involved. Intelligence, you know, gathered intelligence is involved, and nobody wants to give us the truth. I don't know if they don't think we can handle it, or they don't have it all themselves, but they would rather have us speculate that our enemies possess this technology, or that it's from another world, than to give us some rock hard facts, which
when you say are you classifying the aliens as our enemies?
Oh, who knows? So far, they haven't done anything to prove, if indeed they are aliens, that they're our enemies. But that's what I'm saying. It's just like, oh, hey, here's a bunch of information. Sorry, we don't have anything real concrete. We have a bunch of fuzzy videos. We have the Tic Tac. We have the Navy fighter jets.
Yeah.
We
could be the Castro family in Cuba. Everybody rally against them. Like, that's what, they're using something that they may not even know and weaponizing it against the public's mentality.
The information is tantalizing.
For sure.
In that they talk about objects that are flying so much that they don't have exhaust. They have no sign of exhaust.
Yeah. I mean, they that could help us maneuvers. With all sorts
Tesla.
Of.
That's Tesla.
You think that's Musk? So I want it to be exciting. I want this to be an exciting moment. But from experience, I just know that they're kind of releasing just enough information so that when they do release the corpse for public poking, no one will care. We're already getting to that moment where, like, the friend who talks about going and doing something, like, I'm going to run away and go to the big city. And they talk about it for so long that when they eventually do it, you just didn't care.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. If they brought out an alien corpse and were like, 3 days only, come and poke the space alien, would you make
it? Oh, sure?
Poke it like with the finger, like, just like
with the finger. Yeah.
You get to touch it with a finger.
Poke whatever hole or no. surface area.
What's the Purell situation there?
Hand
sanitizer for all?
Yeah, okay. No, that dissolves the alien epidermis. True. So it's encased in a plexiglass, full plexiglass see-through thing so you can
with
see it.
But there's gloves.
No. Yeah, but fingers.
Yeah, the
so you
gloves,
can, you know, they're the gloves, but they're fingerless. So you can get real feel on there because that's fine. But then once you pull out, then that's it.
Yeah,
but
that is it usually.
And it's only 3 days only. Danny, you're making the trip to DC for this.
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay. Rob,
I'm going to go check this out.
No, I probably would not lay a finger on the alien.
We were willing to storm the gates at Area 51 to see dim aliens. It seems like going to Washington, D.C. is much easier
To finger an alien?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to get a chance to put my finger on an alien.
Yeah.
That's what it would take. Or, okay, I would also accept as hard evidence quality 4K footage of an unidentified flying object
CGI.
I know CGI. Bro. I know. I would observe it with a skeptical eye. I'm just saying that I would like to see that or an actual material from a crashed spaceship.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad you got there, Danny, because Representative Tim Burchett. Okay. He is a Republican who is from Tennessee. And he is one of the congressmen who are going to be overseeing this investigation. And he's been really,
I don't trust him.
Well, he claims that the U.S. has recovered wreckage of a crashed UFO, Tyson.
Show me.
Let's see it.
Yeah. He says that this information is passed on to him in a classified setting, but we have recovered. Yeah, why would he say this?
Whispers.
Why would he say this?
Let's see it, Timmy Birchfield.
Yeah, I don't need to hear about rumors and what people whisper in dark corners. Show me. Shut your mouth or show me. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Just so let's say this, Danny. They bring out a front loader and dump a bunch of alien spacecraft parts just on the lawns in front of the Washington Memorial.
Okay.
Are you going out? 3 days only.
No, I don't go out to see the material, but I would like to see an independent panel of different material scientists from all over examine it and then vouch for their authenticity. Like, oh, this is an element not found on Earth or ever discovered by humans.
Yeah.
So, but seriously, don't talk about materials or crashed spaceships unless you've got that evidence to show me right away. Just shut up.
Well,
shut your mouth.
We'll see what comes out of today. But Representative Burchett says that he is not optimistic. He feels like that the government is going to continue to cover this up, even though he is hoping for a full disclosure that reveals evidence of alien life visiting Earth, because he says it could change the world. And he hopes that it would put terrestrial differences to bed.
It could. But honestly, politicians in Washington suck so bad. You just can't expect anything productive to ever come from that stupid place.
Yeah, all right, Dave. They're live streaming it today.
Oh, they're live streaming their boring panel.
Did you say live extreming?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, sure, that's what you do, Danny. You could live extreme.
But they're sitting there in front of their stupid little microphones with their dumb little nameplates, asking stupid questions and just satisfied with getting non-answers. That's all that will happen for the next couple hours. Punch them all in their stupid faces.
Okay. All right.
Give me something solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyson finger the alien. I want to see Tyson's hands caressing the cold, dead, scaly skin.
You only get 3 seconds with the alien as the line comes through. You jam your hands into the gloves, into the box, and only one of the fingers is a little bit fingerless, just enough to touch the epidermis. On where are we touching, the face or the tummy?
I don't know.
Do aliens have faces or tummies?
Yeah, I think we don't probably know. Yeah, they're humanoid. Have we ever explored why would the alien spacecraft crash? Like, what's going on? They got all the way here and they crashed into the ground?
Yeah,
we were talking about that a long time ago. We're like, oh, they traveled through a wormhole. then near light speed.
They run out of gas?
And then they got to Earth and like, oh, shit, atmosphere. You know, it's like, ah, pull up, pull up, pull up.
Coming in too hot.
I can't imagine that being the case.
Maybe they were like rubbernecking. They were like looking at something for like something for too long.
Like yeah, Haley's, I mean, Haley's that comment. Is one of the biggest questions.
Look at that how beautiful Nevada crash? Skyline. Like, oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah, that is interesting. And like, how many aliens are we thinking have visited us? Because if it's just like one or two, you would think that like the chances of one of them crashing is not very high. But if like billions and billions of aliens have visited us.
Billions.
Yeah, I don't think so. They don't come in a big ship. Yeah.
How many octopuses are there in the ocean?
So many.
There you go.
But, you know, the other option is that these are all drones for observational purposes. They're just sending drones all the way out here. Maybe because the wormhole, you know, like organic matter can't handle wormholes. Yeah. So they send their drones through to watch us because as a planet, we're so messed up. Or, you know, and this is a pretty common movie idea is that we're pretty messed up and that we ourselves are a giant reality TV show.
Well, maybe the aliens came here to get a chimpanzee or a dog to send through the wormhole to see
as a pet. Mm-hmm.
No, to see if biological material matter can go through wormholes.
Yeah. But
that's what we did, right?
Yeah. But as we get closer to a point of like, you know, a very like dangerous, dire situation for our civilization, like, isn't the chances more likely that the aliens would show up and like, whoa, 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 like, let's slow down here, everybody.
Yeah. We have you're going to ruin our show. Things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be true.
This is an intervention from the galactic, whatever, Federation.
I can totally see them intervening. Like, hey, guys,
do you know why the aliens have not been made known? It would destroy every single religion ever.
Mm-hmm.
As the aliens show up.
They don't care about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Why would they care? That's small fry to them.
Who? The government?
The aliens.
Mm-hmm. The aliens don't care about that. The government cares about that.
Yeah, but the aliens could reveal themselves.
The government
doesn't
get to say when the aliens show up. Like, yeah. When they show up, they're going to show up.
How do you know? How do you know that the government isn't in communication with them? The aliens?
They'd be very polite.
I really doubt that.
Mm-hmm.
Like the aliens just here doing whatever they want, flying around, messing with us.
Well, Danny, your platform for when you run for Congress should be to just like get all the aliens stuff.
You know, every politician, at least not every politician, but a lot of them are asked while they're running, what will you do to release information about UFOs at some point, especially presidential candidates?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I'll see what I can do. And then they get into office and obviously something they see scares them.
Yeah.
Right. I'll just assume that. Because if they had the power to release that information, oh my gosh, they so would. During like a terrible moment in their administration, like when they get caught doing something, like, oh, that's pretty bad what I did, but whoa, aliens,
the narrative.
Look at this thing we've got here. Mm-hmm. But nobody's ever used that.
Yeah.
So unimpressed.
Okay. All right. Well, we will keep you posted about how the alien hearings are going to be going. Okay. Between that and Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard, it's going to be a busy Tuesday.
Dude, I feel like that's been going on my entire life.
Yeah.
Gosh. It has, but it's just been made public over the last.
If only
months.
The UFO hearings would be as revealing as those.
Yeah, my wife is so into it. In. My wife all day is like watching like live streams. I forget congressional hearings on the UFOs. She's glued to YouTube for Amber Heard versus Johnny Depp.
Is this the most famous Johnny Depp's ever been?
No way. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, that was at the height of his powers. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about some other things that are going on. A new study came out for all parents to pay attention to. The study has revealed that there is a sort of a ceiling for having children for parents who want to maintain high functioning brains.
Yeah.
This new study reveals that having more than two kids has been linked to weaker brain functions.
Dude, imagine what happened to Octomom the minute she gave birth.
Yeah, does it make a difference of is it like gradual over time or if you
have imagine
like
having eight at once? Nothing could be more brain damage.
Half of your brain just shuts down.
Yeah.
I think that
left side.
It doesn't happen all at once. I think as the kids wear you thin and just constantly crush your soul and your will to live, that you your brain just starts firing on less cylinders.
Whenever I see a study like this, which they come up every now and then about like, oh, each child takes a certain amount of years off your life. I always think about my mom who had 11. And I always think if this were true, she would have died like 60 years ago and would have been like an invalid when it happened, you know, because that's a lot of kids, but it doesn't seem to be that case. She's lived a long life. She seems pretty sharp and she had 11 kids.
Yeah.
So maybe it depends on the kids, you know, like maybe there are some kids that sap your intelligence and will to live and thrive.
Yeah.
So maybe we're just great kids.
Maybe. I think it doesn't depend on how the kids are. I think that is a factor. But according to the researchers from Columbia University, that and the universe, I don't want to pronounce this correctly, but the Paris Dauphine University, they found that having more than two kids may have a negative impact on late life cognition.
Okay. Couple things. The people who did this research, did they have kids? And if they didn't have any kids, then I want to hear it.
Okay.
If they had more than two kids, well, then wouldn't that make this study kind of flawed?
Well, what they did was the study authors analyzed data provided by the Survey of Health, Aging, and Retirement in Europe. So this was European families featuring representative samples of the older populations across 20 European countries in Israel. Okay. Each individual was at least 65 years old and had at least two biological children.
Okay. And then what? They took some kind of mental acuity test.
So they did complex econometric methods. They were able to successfully disentangle various casual relationships from simple associations. And the analysis found that having three or more kids is related to worse late life cognition. That was true among moms and dads.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everything you said sound very scientific-y, and so I'm thinking that I'm doomed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you are.
Yeah, it may not necessarily be the act of having the kids, because what they hypothesize is that more kids means spending more money, which means to lower overall family income and increase chances of falling below the poverty line. That would lower the standard of living for all the family members, not to mention cause constant financial anxiety.
I would also like to point out that having more kids reduces probably your physical activity or the option to get out, socialize, exercise, increase your knowledge through further education. So there's probably a ton of stuff rather than just, oh, this number of kids, you know, like you just said, economic, social status makes a big difference. Look, I just need to know if I'm doomed. Like, should I just quit now?
No, I don't think you're doomed. It just means that you're not going to be have the cognitive function that Tyson and I will have like 20 years from now.
Yeah, we're going to be firing on all cylinders, still running this podcast, and then we'll just be humoring you as you come in and just like so fumble nice over the words.
Well, let's plan ahead then. I like this plan. Mm-hmm. So let's do that. And thanks, guys, in advance. I won't realize that you're doing it at the time 20 years from now.
Yeah, of course not.
Just thanks in advance. For catering to my lowered intelligence and weaker brain function.
Yeah. I mean, it's the least we can do after years for me and, you know, 40 so some nice. Odd years for Tyson. Sure.
I wonder what I'll be like.
Mm-hmm.
Can only imagine.
Yeah. And again, not that bad. You only have three kids.
Yeah.
That's true.
Be a little worse.
I feel like four is too many. I mean, everybody says, you know, like, oh, the amount that's too many is always just right above the amount you have. But I always say four is the worst because that's a different car. It's like a big car now.
Yeah.
Everything changes with four.
Yeah.
Three third row, but yeah.
So I'd like to know like if there was some direct relationship between the number of children and cognitive decline, like if it's some kind of inverse correlation. I'll contact these scientists and get some data and crunch it myself.
Okay.
So you're not concerned about the UFO stuff anymore? You're shifting to this, Danny?
Well, this is hard science, right? Not fuzzy pictures and like questionable data from drunk rednecks. This is like data points, Tyson. Okay. Surveys.
Yes.
Okay. This is real.
from survey people.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have another piece of research to share with you. Now, Danny, you have talked a great deal on the podcast about your cat, and you're very anti-cat, but maybe this will turn you around because cats, you know, they have a bad reputation, but a study finds that cats are really listening and they know exactly who the owners are speaking to and they can know each other's names.
Oh, so if I had multiple cats and I called one cat by name, it would know, like, oh, he's talking to me.
Yeah.
They would still ignore me when I told him to get off the counter or not drink out of the toilet, but at least he would know his name.
Yes. And the other cat's names.
Yeah. So they could know that they could continue to ignore me.
Yeah. They do understand words is what the research finds. It's just that they are ignoring you.
They are. Like, my cat knows that I hate it when it's on the counter. Like, that irritates me. And all I have to do is look at it the minute it's thinking about going on the counter, and it slinks away in shame. So it knows.
Wow, that's a real alpha move, Danny.
But when I am out of the room, I hear it jump up on the counter and I know, and then I come back in and it's on the floor. If only my cat could
see. They're smart.
They're smart and they're crafty, and they should not be living in your house.
Tyson, they should have done that study of like, what is your mental cognition at an older age, depending on how many pets you have also.
Oh, yeah. Decline for sure. 100%.
Yeah. Pets are expensive too.
Well, they always talk about cats having these diseases, right?
Yes.
Do they?
Yes. These brain damaging diseases. So
I thought that was a fungus or bacteria.
No favors with three kids and a cat. Possibly the worst combination mentally that you could have.
You're lucky that you only really spend an hour a week at home, and that's to record this.
Yeah, other than that, I'm out of the house, away from the kids.
Yeah.
Liz is the one who's suffering the damage.
But she's a lot younger than you anyway, so she needs to catch up.
Yeah, that's true.
You want to catch her up.
Yeah.
What about dogs? Dogs don't seem to recognize their names because owners yell their dog's name endlessly.
Yeah, but so do cat
owners. Dogs never respond.
So what they found was that cats seem to have the same brain power when it comes to learning names as dogs do. So if cats can do it in this study, then I think that also means that dogs can do it too.
Yeah. Dogs can do dogs can do anything cats can do.
Sure, there must be something. Right?
That actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Although you don't see cats performing like sheep herding or rescuing avalanche victims. And that could be because they're too selfish or they really aren't as intelligent as dogs. Dogs actually do intelligent things. Cats, not so much.
Tyler in the chat said, at least the only thing people with pet monkeys can get is monkeypox. So there's only one risk.
Only one risk.
Yeah. To owning a pet monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Tyson, this is a story that certainly made me think of you. Remember your time working at CNN Plus?
Yeah.
So what had happened
great,
was
short-lived.
Yes, short-lived for sure.
The hardest I've ever worked too. Yeah. I mean, we got over 600 hours of content that will never be seen, and that was all within a couple weeks.
So the service launched on March 29th and then shut down just 3 weeks later on April 21st. But it turns out
I know. I'm well aware.
Yes, as you know. Yes, I'm telling the listeners. A week later, hundreds of laid off staffers received their welcome gifts from CNN Plus.
I did get some stuff. I got a bunch of Amazon boxes with Rachel's name on it. I don't know if that was from them. And then also I got a really awesome box of Fila pickleball gear.
I can tell you exactly what was in this basket.
Okay, good. Cause I have the information here.
Oh, if I was to guess, it'd probably be t-shirts that fit poorly.
Okay.
And are uncomfortable.
Branded gear. Yeah. Well,
CNN.
CNN Plus shirt though. That's going to be like a collector's item.
You see a lot of people in like other countries wearing those shirts. So yeah. Branded material, like stupid mugs, stupid thermoses,
Mm-hmm. That's probably like, all under branded gear.
Yeah, I feel like branded gear is stuff they find on the warehouse floor mm-hmm. and then just stuff in a basket to make you feel special.
Yep.
What else?
Branded keychains, gear, pens,
coffee mugs,
pens, oh.
headphones. And this is the wild one. Popcorn maker.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I love shaking. We actually have a couple popcorn makers in our closet here right behind me.
What kind? Like air popper?
Yeah. And we give them out as gifts to people when they're like, oh, it's so-and-so's thing. Let's give them an air popper.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all have popcorn makers? They're called the microwave.
Yeah.
Not as good, Danny.
Not as good as air popped.
Yep.
I guess. Any other exciting items?
No, that was it. Like, that was it.
Oh, and I was going to say, when I read this story, I thought, oh, that's kind of fun. Like, oh, I lost my job, but look at this basket.
Yeah, that's
cool. And now that you've told me what's in this basket, I'd be like, oh, that's cool. They mailed me a bunch of garbage.
That they had to either throw away or mail me.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, either they had to dispose of it themselves or send it to me and have me deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing too, like while I was there, is that the powers that be didn't really ever give it a chance.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I mean, they never gave you a chance?
It, just in general, CNN Plus, I mean, like if you were like, Danny, if you were like, I have a great idea for a business, but we're only going to try it for 3 weeks, and if it doesn't work, we're quitting.
Okay. That sounds like television from what little I know.
Okay.
Like, they love to just cancel things. I think they get off on canceling things in the middle of shows.
Hmm.
Yeah, like, I think maybe it was just hemorrhaging so much money that they
You just got to keep. Yeah. I mean, I didn't get paid for all that content. I didn't get paid.
But you got your basket. You got paid in pens and mugs and thermoses.
Yeah.
Tyson, do you air pop a lot of popcorn?
That's the only way I produce popcorn.
And then do you put anything on it once it's air popped? I feel like so you melt butter.
You can melt butter. You can put olive oil on there. You can, put coconut oil on it. Wow. There's a lot of fun things you can do. And then a little salt. It's really good.
I really like corn, but my least favorite form of corn is popped.
Really?
Yes.
You're a creamed corn kind of guy.
I like corn syrup, obviously. Big fan. Cream corn. I'm trying to even imagine, like, remember what that is.
Sure.
Canned.
Dude, did you guys... I don't know if this is standard for people our age, but when I grew up, sometimes at dinner, my mom would just give us like creamed peas or creamed corn or something out of the can. Just like,
yeah, I do have a memory of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's something I have not
seen. Honestly, I prefer creamed corn to popcorn.
What about creamed peas?
I've never had creamed peas. Is that a real thing or did you just make that up
your mind? I think so. I vaguely in the back of my mind remember having creamed peas as a child and hating them.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Dan, you detest popcorn so much that you'd rather have a big bowl of creamed corn.
Yes, I would. It sounds disgusting, but I don't like popcorn.
Wow.
I'll eat it just like if Liz is eating it just out of, I don't know, eating
I
jealousy.
I love popcorn. I can eat popcorn anytime, anywhere, any place.
Yeah, it's usually a big hit. Crowd pleaser.
So many other options.
Not for Danny.
Like what?
Chips,
creamed corn.
Dude, so if you come to my house and we're watching a movie, I'm gonna get a creamed can of creamed corn, and when we're all eating popcorn, you get the creamed corn.
You're gonna heat it up in the microwave or the air popper.
Yes,
I don't think you put creamed corn in the air popper.
I would eat the creamed corn over the popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Popcorn probably tastes better if I dumped the cream corn on top of it and so made like a corn spectacular.
Well, you just put butter on it and then salt it.
Well, that still doesn't make it into the air popper.
The air popper is the way to go.
Yeah.
It tastes so much better than microwave popcorn. You can dress it up a little bit different if you want to in certain situations. If you're feeling like you want to try and be a little healthier, put a little olive oil on it or some coconut oil versus the butter. Mm-hmm. Like, and then everybody can salt it themselves to your own desires.
Sounds like you've got a couple of air poppers now at CNN Plus.
Yeah, we have a bunch of them. And the one we have, Rob, I'm going to send you an air popper.
Oh, that would be super.
Okay.
Be exciting. Okay.
Oh, I don't have your new address. You're going to have to send
I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you. We have, well, we have so much microwave popcorn that my kids
throw that away. That is trash.
It's trash that they won some sort of like a auction. I don't know how much my wife spent on raffle tickets, but we won like a movie lover's basket, which was just like boxes of microwave popcorn.
Ooh, yeah, that's doesn't taste the same. It doesn't hit the same. Like I have people who come over and they're like, Tyson, will you make popcorn?
Wow.
So much better. Yeah.
Wow.
You're that guy.
Yeah.
You're known as the popcorn guy.
And in the office at CNN Plus, when I was in the office there,
your big hit.
Mm-hmm.
They know there wasn't an air popper in the office at CNN Plus. So what I did was I cooked it over the stove.
In the stove.
Old
wow.
School. Look at you. Real old school.
So you take a big old pot with a lid. You put the kernels on the bottom, add a little oil to it, and then put it on top and then just shake it as it pops. And that's really good too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like they did in the cartoons.
Yeah.
Right. And then the stove is also great in case Danny comes by, they could heat up that cream corn also.
Yeah, cream corn. You can keep it in the can and put it on the stove. You don't even have to take it out of the can to heat it.
That's
over
the hobo
night.
Way.
Yeah.
Take the top off the tin, put it on the open flame, heat up those beans in the can.
Creamed corn. You don't get beans, you get creamed corn.
Beans. Well, actually, you know what? The mixing of those two things sounds really delicious right now. I could really go for some beans and cream corn.
I bet at the local soup bar they have some type of soup mix.
Yeah, I mean, cream corn is basically a hot soup.
It is a soup. Cream of corn, right?
No.
It's probably a soup.
Creamed corn is full corn kernels in some cream sauce.
I know what it is. I love cream sauce. You had me at cream sauce. You say no more. What else? Other than peas and cream, you can put almost anything in cream and heat it up. And I'm like, yes, please.
Yeah, you can do that. I think there's a mixture too. You can do the corn and peas creamed in a mix.
But I wouldn't do that. Mm. I don't mix my creams. It goes against my cream philosophy.
You're gonna be a purist. Yeah.
I got to take a little break because all of this corn talk's making me hungry.
Okay. All right. Well, let me tell Danny about this was a shocking report, piece of news that I saw. So Danny, are you a big red meat eater as we're talking about all of your different culinary delights?
I try to be.
Yeah. You try to be a red meat eater.
Yeah, I always think it's going to taste better than it does. Mm-hmm. But it's not bad. It's just kind of like ground beef recently has made me feel a little sick.
Okay. Well, Danny, that you have been one of the victims of a newly discovered tick bite. There is a Lone Star tick that can trigger a lifelong allergy known as alpha-gal syndrome. Which causes you to be allergic to red meat.
Yeah, a celebrity got this. He was in the news like a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Probably led up to this story being released. I wish I could remember who it was. And when I saw that, I wondered if you eat the meat, I'm guessing you get a rash or you get stomach pains. Do we know?
I think your esophagus blows up.
Yeah.
That would be terrible, but I'm going to look that up because I did wonder what the side effects. When you say allergies, I think eyes watering, roof of my mouth itches. Maybe your mouth goes numb,
See. Celebrity fitness trainer Tracy Anderson appears to have gotten a diagnosis of...
No, that's not who it was.
Okay.
I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
Yeah, and also...
Yes?
I don't know. It's weird that your body can discern between all the different meats. Like you're like, oh, red meat is the one that's allergic that I'm allergic to.
Red meat and dairy. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Have you guys ever had a tick on you?
I did. I did one time. Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
And who knew it could do so much damage, let alone now it can do this weird thing where you can't eat red meat. And where does red meat like pork? Is pork considered red meat or is it just
so?
The meat of the
pork
cow.
Is the other white meat.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like red
meat. That might
just
be branding. Yeah.
So what constitutes red meat? What are all the animals that put out red meat?
Mm-hmm. It's a protein in the meat, but there's a lot of
Is it the
horse,
heme, Danny?
Horse
meat? Yeah, this horse.
Horse meat. Cow. Ostrich, maybe. Kangaroo.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm wondering.
I think those are the big four.
Tomas in the chat said I once had 40 ticks on me.
Whoa, that is a nightmare. God.
Is that a world record? Did he call the Guinness before he started plucking him off?
That, well, you know, I once crawled into my tent at night and I was in a foreign country and I didn't even think there could be ticks, but then I turned on my headlamp and there were ticks all over my legs. And it really freaked me out because I'd been walking through this jungle,
you know, like this?
For hours with some Belize. And the last thing I had considered was that there were ticks. That's the worst part about them, is that you don't really know what area they might be in, but when they're there, boom, they're crawling into every dark spot on your body.
I went to Missouri to play pickleball a couple years ago, and it was in the summer. And they said that if you walk around and brush up against anything, you will have ticks on you.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
That's just the way that it is out there.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys.
Yeah.
What?
Red meat. And I was not wrong. Types of red meat are the following, according to one list from time.com.
Okay. Wait, I want to guess. Horse meat.
Ding.
Cow.
Well, that's ding. Obvious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kangaroo.
They don't have exotic meat. Let's just think mainstream, although a horse wouldn't be mainstream. Keep going.
Deer. Bison. Elk.
That's weird. Yeah, I would say deer. Yeah, it's not on the list, but yeah, that's deer.
Elk.
Yeah, I would say deer. Let's include all those wild animals.
Bison.
Bison. Mm-hmm. Goat, mutton, lamb, and
sheep.
Pork.
Pork.
Mm-hmm.
They say pork.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that might have just been marketing.
It's a lawsuit of brewing here with pork now.
Yeah, they called it the other white meat, but I think it was just probably that's what color it is.
Well, and also a beef, it's what's for dinner. That's another marketing thing that we
can
could
have it for
about.
Lunch. Yeah.
Yeah, but you could have it for lunch or even, you know, steak and eggs for breakfast. There's a, that's something wealthy people used to eat for breakfast in the early 1900s.
It does seem like that the alpha gal syndrome causes rashes, not for your esophagus to swell.
Explode. Yeah. Oh, Tyson was wrong about that.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. So wait.
Yes.
Alpha gal. That's the name of the virus.
I don't know if it's a virus that, although with severe cases, you could suffer anaphylaxis, which could be potentially fatal. So I guess that there is.
So I guess I am right.
Most people, we're talking about rash, hives, itching, some swelling, shortness of breath, headaches, abdominal pain, diarrhea, and vomiting in worst cases.
Ooh. What if Danny, because I know he vomits and diarrhea so quite much. A bit. Even
not diarrhea. Not diarrhea. Let's be clear. My body chooses to go out the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. It's the alpha gal syndrome.
Alpha gal syndrome.
How many other syndromes are just lurking out there waiting for us to find?
Millions.
You know, like
millions.
Allergic to all sorts of weird things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we just don't know until we let everything bite us and crawl inside us. And only then will we truly
it's
have
how you have to test it
catalog. Yeah. It's the only way to test it is to let animals do their thing. And if we're poking aliens, I mean, that's just a whole new list.
Well, that's why.
Problems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
And just an update on a story that we were talking about just a couple of weeks ago, where a pair of University of Michigan researchers are putting the pea in a peony.
Peonies.
Yep. Because they are getting people to use their urine to fertilize heirloom peony beds. And please, in the chat, correct me if I'm not pronouncing those flowers.
I think it's
correct.
Peonies.
Peonies.
It's all coming together.
Mm-hmm.
Full circle for the pea. It was just an idea like a week ago.
Yep.
But now it's becoming reality.
Yep. So
wait,
it's all happening.
The ones I was peeing on in Austria were not peonies and they died pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that good, healthy stream she's pouring at the root of the plant in this picture.
Oh, so she's not peeing directly on them. They don't like warm urine. They like cold urine.
Yeah. So they're doing something called pee cycling. And so, of course, I think that they are collecting the urine and then they are using it to create renewable fertilizer. So, again, they are not asking you to pee directly onto the flowers. Mm-hmm. They are collecting urine. They've gotten a $3 million grant to collect everybody's urine.
Remember, mm-hmm. we had constructed a whole new type of city that captures and treats the urine and spreads it out among the greenery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And well, so
Danny's been saving his urine since high school. He's got 2 liter bottles and jars.
And, yeah. And now I could use a couple $1 million to just see what it fertilizes.
Yeah.
Like just pour it on stuff.
Well, what they're doing is that they have designed a split bowl toilet in a campus engineering building, which sends solid waste to a treatment plant while routing urine to the holding tank downstairs.
It's kind of what Tyson, we were talking about that with the tubes.
I mean, they should have contacted us.
Nobody ever contacts us.
Mm-hmm. But do you think that we have legal legs to stand on here? Because maybe we came up with the idea first and we have evidence.
I mean, we have so many ideas that people end up using. But I mean, if you're like looking for a research grant, I mean, just like park it right here. Subscribe.
Seriously.
Make sure you listen to the podcast every week. We're going to get you that research grant.
We cover all sorts of interesting things and we're giving ideas out for free. Like it's candy. Mm-hmm.
Ideas that are helping the world.
Oh my
I was in the same room with Mark Cuban not last week, and I didn't even give him any business ideas because I didn't want him to steal them from us.
Mm-hmm. Right? He's already got billions. He doesn't need more ideas.
I think he does.
He does need more ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my idea. I want to get on Shark Tank with a real legit business idea, but then when I go on, give him some far-fetched wackadoo thing that's not even close to what I got on the show with. Just like a full 180. So they're not expecting it at all. There's no numbers, nothing.
So you get on the show, you tell them about a really good idea.
Yes.
And then when you get out there,
switch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's an even better idea, but it's so outlandish that they can't rep. You know how many of those ideas
that would take guts, because the idea that got you on the show seems like it might be good enough to get you funding. And now you're going to switch things up and pull this new idea out of your hat.
Yeah.
I mean, Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
That just seems like a missed opportunity, unless what you pull out of the hat is just solid
gold. Well, I think sometimes they put on people that they know that they're going to hate what they're putting on.
Yeah.
So you think Tyson would fall in that category?
I think you should just get on the show with the thing that they're going to hate.
Okay.
Something with P.
And then in your back pocket, have the really good idea. And then use the fuel from them telling you how stupid you are as like motivation to make the really good idea work.
Okay.
Despite that.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be a great montage too.
I mean, most of the things I do in life are out of spite for those who have slighted me just barely.
In this article, I bet they weren't going to take a single picture unless it didn't have a container of urine in it.
Sure.
Like all of them are like people handling urine.
Yeah.
Have you ever handled... You know, when you pee in the cup of the doctor's office, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But whenever whenever I hand it to the lady, that's really uncomfortable.
And sometimes there's like little dripples on the rim or like even going down the side.
Because I'm not a sharp shooter.
Yeah. Yeah. It's uncomfortable for everybody. They sort of like just tell you like, oh, okay. And then just leave it on the counter. They don't want to like make eye contact with you. Like,
no,
you
sometimes
the
they
cup.
Do. I've been places where they do. CNN Plus, when they had us run through physical doctor stuff.
Right.
They definitely wanted to handle that urine face-to-face.
Mm-hmm. All the people in these pictures for this article, they look uncomfortable handling strangers' urine. Yeah. I'm looking at this picture and I can feel the warmth in my hands.
Uh-huh. Do you think that
that container?
So do you think that, like, let's say you're one of these scientists and you're dumping urine on the plants. Do you think when you get home, Liz is like, whose urine did you touch today, Danny? Whose urine was it?
I don't think you would know. And I don't think it would be warm either, because everybody in the building is just using the special
just a bunch
engineered
of college
toilet.
Girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
And do they then, have male and
female
just
going
split?
Into a vat and then it gets processed.
Well, because the male and female urine of like certain animals damages plants differently. I think like in dogs, like female dogs and male dogs peeing on grass, one is more damaging than the other. I could be wrong, but I think that's
I've heard that.
I can see college bro urine being highly damaging to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of like the blood that comes out of the alien. An alien.
Well, I wonder,
is that acidic?
Heavy drinking.
Yeah.
High fat foods.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
What are we doing with the solid waste? Shouldn't we be using that for fertilizer too?
Yeah, we already know that.
I think they're using it for pranks.
For pranks, yeah.
Yes.
It goes to the prank department at University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, really, I think we need like a triple separated container for. Okay, so you
for farts?
So, yeah, basically, I think that the toilet should be like, you know, when you go to like a fast food restaurant
and they have the farts in too.
No, well, I mean, I guess that's you could have a vacuum in the ceiling. But
what's the third? I don't understand. Pee and then
Dan,
poop.
Well, let me finish, Danny.
Okay, sorry.
Prank poop, yeah. Science poop.
No,
and science
no.
Pee.
Like, well, you know, when you go to the restaurant and then they want you to like, okay, put your like, your trash in here, put your plastic in here, put your, paper in here. Like, I think that probably you want like maybe, you know, solid waste, liquid waste, and then the toilet paper, you know, maybe.
That's the third one.
Yeah. But the third one. I mean, I don't know if like, you know, is the paper going to screw up the fertilizer? Maybe not. Maybe the paper is biodegradable. Maybe
the paper goes to a giant flaming barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the paper does go to the solid waste one. But also, what if, and hear me out, your waste isn't solid? It's liquid out of both ends. Yeah, then does that go to the urine?
Too much cream corn. Yeah.
What about puke? What about throwing up in the toilet?
Yeah, they throw up in the sink. You can't use that for anything.
Who throws up in the sink?
You want the throw up to be in the fertilizer, Tyson?
I want it to be in the toilet. You can't throw up in a sink because the drain hole's too small. The chunks.
I don't know. Throw up in the garbage can then.
Okay, you can throw up in the garbage can if there's a bag in there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure they thought all this out before they gave them the $3 million research grant.
I could see the toilets of the future having partitions. Like if we found a good
it should
use
be a smart
all,
toilet and then can just things. Like figure it out itself.
Ugh, well, that's asking a lot from an AI. Imagine you're the AI that has to sort out human waste.
Maybe that's what the aliens are bringing us, Danny. Maybe that's our CNN Plus welcome basket that the aliens come and then they have to like, hey, we've given you the blueprints for the toilet that sorts out the waste. This is the number one way to save the planet.
Okay. I wouldn't have any problem using that toilet as long as it's big enough. I can't really like.
No, they're small. They're small and short.
I could see them coming out with this toilet. It's too small. It underflushes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a mess.
Yeah.
But by law, we all have to have them.
We all have to use it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to use it. Yeah. I mean,
I'll use it for the greater good. Yeah.
The greater good. Yeah. All right. Danny. Oh, my God. We didn't even get to your bolt hole yet.
Well, Rob, take us there with that beautiful song.
Here we go. Let's go to Danny's bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Can I just bring up a comment that Tommy Guam, of course, great Robin's Podcast patron, says in the chat that on construction sites, they just throw the dirty paper on the floor. Oh, my God.
What?
I don't think that's butt paper. I think that's hand wipe paper.
Butt paper or just on the floor. I mean, that's barbaric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've gone back as a civilization and people are just throwing toilet paper on the floor.
But you know how, like what sometimes you go to like the ESPN offices, ESPN Plus offices had a trash bin next to the toilets that said the plumbing can't handle paper, throw paper in here.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
There are countries that do that.
Yes, I'm still flushing the paper.
Yes, that was when I went to go be on Survivor the first time. The place we were staying was like no paper in the toilet system.
Oh, you didn't stay on an island?
It was not an island.
Was it a peninsula at least?
No, it was the Amazon rainforest. It was a resort.
It was the Amazon rainforest.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Tommy Guam confirms it. It was butt paper.
Butt paper.
Butt paper.
What's going on?
Time to get a new job.
Do you think they're pranking? Because that could be, I mean, viewed as a prank to a
Didn't you go to the prank store and buy the poop toilet paper as a prank?
Mm-hmm.
Just leave it in place.
Did they light that toilet paper on fire? So then you have to step on it.
It could be.
Yeah. Okay. Danny, what's going on in the bolt hole?
Well, another study. I mean, so many studies today.
Oh my God.
I don't know, they're working hard. Is spring study season?
Might be.
Is like, that's the best time to contact people.
Yeah, because you don't want the big studies to come out in the summer when everybody's on vacation.
Yeah, not paying attention. Whereas some of these are life-altering studies.
Yeah.
And this one was a snapshot of happiness.
Oh.
Which is interesting because there was an article about money and happiness that I meant to read.
Well, you know what they say.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured, oh, it's just going to tell me again that you need... The barrier for happiness is around $500,000 a year. So I didn't need to read it.
What?
But, no, that's just a joke. I think they were separating, saying money has nothing to do with happiness. Anyway, I didn't read the article, so I can't talk on it. Maybe I'll find it and do it next week. Mm-hmm. But this one was asking people how often they felt good.
Okay.
So what do you think? You're asking people how often?
Yeah, I'm going to abstain because I did see this study as the week leading up to this.
Yes. Tyson, what percentage of the day do people say they are feeling good mentally and physically?
Okay, I'll walk you through my day here real quick.
Okay, so, yeah, let's use you as a case.
Okay, so I have a kid. One of my kids will wake me up at some point, probably 6 or 6:30 in the morning. So then I'm like, I don't feel good then. And I definitely don't feel good while I'm getting them ready for school. And I don't feel good when I'm making them breakfast.
But do you feel bad?
Sure.
Okay. Wow. All right.
I mean, not bad. I just would feel better. Not like, yeah, I don't feel like I could go out and perform at full capacity. So probably takes me an hour or two to get going in the morning before I'm like, okay, I feel fine. Mm-hmm. And then
what time during the day is this?
Are you feeling good though?
I feel good probably from like, so it's a percentage thing. I'd say I feel good like 80 or 90% of the day.
Whoa. Wow.
Well, actually I got to feel, I feel tired sometimes though in the afternoon. Wow. So I need a nap. Let's see. Yeah, let's do 8. Let's do like.
So you feel good at like 9.
70 to 80%.
Until like when? Like 6:30?
No, I feel good till later than that. Wow. But then I also have a couple hours where I need some downtime in the middle of the day. So I guess you do have to account for that. So I probably am awake 4 hours that I would rather be sleeping or recovering somehow.
Well, most people responded that they feel good physically and mentally less than half of the time. So 47% of the time.
I would kill to feel good 47% of the time.
I was going to say.
That would be incredible.
I would say maybe 50 sounds right. Unless you're a super old person. Because I feel like old people never feel good. And that if this survey even included a handful of them, they would have really brought down.
That's the true. Average. Mm-hmm. But what about this, Rob?
Yeah.
Maybe you use all of your best hours when you're sleeping.
I think my best hours happen on the podcast, to be frank. I think I kind of like leave it all out on the field. And then I'm sort of like, after the podcasts are over, I'm like, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I really need a nap.
That could be actually. Yeah. You're right.
I think 47%. Well, I didn't know how, like when I first saw this number, I didn't know how to react. Like, is that oh my gosh, people are feeling crappy all the time, or, oh, like half full, glasses half full. Oh, I'm surprised they feel good that often, you know?
Yeah.
But I would say that 50% to me, especially if you have kids, let's say you're in the middle of your life, you have kids, you're not the youngest, but you're also not the oldest. That's a pretty good day. To feel mentally and physically on top of your day.
40, like feeling the question was, what percentage of the day do you feel good? Right. Cause there's going to be a percentage of the day you're feeling fine, neither good or bad. And only like whatever's left, like the crumbs are going to be left when you're feeling bad. So even if it's only like 25% of the time, like, you're still only feeling bad around like 30% of the time. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, they don't specifically say day, but I just break it down into like a bite size. Like, oh, we can all relate to a day. Like what percentage of the day do we feel good?
And I think Michael Metters has actually a pretty good point. He's like, what percentage of the day do the survey people take surveys though? Because if they're taking it at their bat, at their down part.
That's true. That's a good point. I mean, yeah. We don't get to see all of the raw data. So what we can safely assume, a study finds a survey person wakes up around 10:30, probably went to bed at 2:30. Mm-hmm. Their mom makes some breakfast at around 11. And they're probably feeling their best around 11:30, yeah. I would think. Then that seems like Pop-Tart. When a surveyor would call. So, yeah.
Okay. I think they do it online.
Yeah, they just get logged in.
Oh, yeah. They log in around 11:30. Mm-hmm. And then they're up and running.
Take some surveys.
Yeah. Take some surveys, 4 or 5 surveys. If this survey would happen to be the very first survey, then they're feeling great. But if it's the fifth survey, not so great.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember, we had someone. Rob, didn't you have someone intel on survey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Being a survey person.
Yeah.
It sounded taxing. Yeah, so if you did take the survey.
Token Jeans Ryan. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you did take this survey as your third or fourth survey, you're going to be like, it's crap. All my day is crap.
Mm-hmm. So and you guys are cracking your eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You knew that I have met Token Jeans Ryan in person, right?
I met him. Yeah. A couple of weeks ago.
You met him. He
comes to some events.
He was at the finale backstage at Token Jeans.
That's why he's Token Jeans Ryan.
Yeah. So
in person is such an old way of saying things. I mean,
yeah.
The metaverse.
Dupete in the chat says Danny's only happy when he's touching an alien in Washington.
Mm-hmm. If I'm doing skin to skin with an alien, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And by the way, if the aliens are listening and they're thinking about taking me up into the ship and doing skin to skin, I'd like to revise that statement and say, no, that would not make me happy.
You would not go.
I would not want that experience.
Because Danny, you've always wanted to go to space.
Yes.
What if that opportunity came by way of the aliens? They came to your house, said, Dan, we want to take you up into the ship. We are, benevolent, peaceful people. We want you to join us.
But you have to get naked and we'll carry you in this adult-sized baby Bjorn because they're giants.
They're giants. Okay.
Skin to skin. You know what? I would go and I would be happy. I would that day, if I went into space, I know I'd feel sick. Definitely. I'd throw up once or twice.
But Danny, you always want to leave and go on an adventure. This is the ultimate adventure.
Ultimate adventure. Yeah. Go out, check out Jupiter. It would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited, but honestly, it would be such a terrifying experience that I don't know if the trade-off's worth it.
But what a rush.
Just assuming how they looked. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be really scary.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's hope it doesn't happen. It's just like bear encounters. I want a bear encounter, but I don't want a bear encounter.
Sure.
Because they're terrifying.
Sure. What if somebody came back with like the GoPro footage of an alien abduction? Would that sort of squash the debate?
I would love to see that GoPro footage. Just like from their head mount, like somehow they knew when they went out to that field to drink that night, they put the GoPro on their head.
Yeah.
And they said, GoPro, start recording right when the bright light turned on and the tractor beam sucked them up. That would be some shocking footage.
Hey, yeah. Yes.
I know you guys are talking about something else, but DePete wanted to know if human is red meat.
I think we're talking about the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we are. That can be part of this conversation. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Human, if horses, human is, because I think we're pretty closely related to horses.
You do? You think that we're both primates? Horses and humans are both primates?
Mm-hmm.
We are red meat.
Yeah.
Are aliens red meat?
I think
that's what we hope I will find out today. White you think they're like a fish, like a amphibious meat?
Depends. Oh,
totally.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a fish, like frog legs or something.
Yeah.
Well, we won't know until the end of the day the answers to that question, because I'm sure that'll
be. Have any stories broke yet from the hearings? As of 1:20 p.m.? Yeah. I don't see anything.
I would
yet.
Love it if one of the senators asked someone from the defense community, are aliens white meat? Mm-hmm. Can the public submit questions?
I don't know. Yeah, like if they're going to take questions from the audience. Yeah.
Of course they won't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have an agenda. They're sticking to it. We're not going to find out anything we want to know.
Yeah.
And life is going to be
who's
exactly
testifying,
identical.
Though? Is it the Navy?
It was two. I didn't
Air
recognize
Force?
Their names. Yeah,
unless they have an alien testifying, I don't give a care.
NASA? Yeah.
You know, put an alien on the stand. That would wake me up. Mm-hmm. I'd be having a real good day. That would up the percentage of day that's great.
The Lapdoc 9 gets up there with his padded feet slapping all the way up to the witness stand.
Mm-hmm. The Lapdoc 9.
Several phalluses dangling off of his arms and legs.
Yeah. Well, no, that's where we got, I mean, that might be a human. Yeah.
That's where we got that technology.
Yeah. That came from the spacecraft. It was one of the first things we got was how to do grow phalluses on appendages.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
right there in alien text on the side of the ship.
Okay. All right. Danny, what's coming up for you this week?
Some helicopter adventuring here.
Oh, where are you going?
Hopefully tomorrow. I don't actually know.
Staying around in Utah or are you spending
probably
the night tomorrow?
No, probably staying around in Utah. They're doing some kind of photo shoot for a bunch of helicopters and I've been invited to go along. Hopefully I would love to see a spaceship while flying the helicopter. And by the way, if I do, I promise 4K footage.
Okay. What if it blasts one of the helicopters out of the sky?
As long as it's not my helicopter, 4K footage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Will
you keep a camera rolling?
Oh yeah.
Live stream.
I will be professional.
How many helicopters are going out tomorrow?
3.
Oh, okay. You made it sound like it was like a whole herd of them.
Well,
like
what is a quorum of helicopters? 12. At least 5.
12.
So that's what I'll be doing.
Let's say one of the helicopters is getting blasted out of the sky and the other two are having a true alien encounter, but then get to go home to their families.
I would be sad, I guess, for those who got blasted.
No, would you go knowing that you have a
1 in 3 chance?
Yeah.
To get blasted?
And then have a true alien encounter and go home and have it all filmed and recorded.
Since we found out already that my mental decline is soon to happen, is imminent. I mean, maybe that would be the best thing. At least go out in a blaze of laser glory from a spaceship.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Or bring the knowledge of aliens home to everyone.
Finally bring back that 4K footage. So, yeah. Anyway.
You are. Okay. Thanks, That's Danny, for your service.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Tyson. And then, Tyson, what's coming up for you?
I'm going to New York, not this weekend, next weekend. Mm-hmm. My mom's coming into town this weekend, so the girls love that. And girls are off school on Thursday for the summer.
Wow.
So just coming up with some summer plans. But doing some commentating for Major League Pickleball. So finally you don't have to listen. You don't have to watch pickleball on mute anymore.
Are you making enemies just now of the current people?
Probably. Probably.
So Tyson, I almost played pickleball for the first time.
Oh my gosh, dude, you almost got a new addiction.
There weren't enough courts. Yeah. So it was a ton of people.
Find places to play pickleball.
Yeah, the indoor place or outdoor?
Outdoor. And so I never got to play because there were so many people waiting. Mm-hmm. There was like 8 people in our group.
Who'd you go with?
Just my kid, a bunch of other kids.
Oh, mm-hmm. Why don't you can just book a court at indoor facility there or something.
I guess I could, but until I know what I'm missing, I probably won't find the motivation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Avoid anything you think you'll enjoy because then you don't have to dump any money into it.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. Rob, what about you?
So of course, the usual fare over on Rob has a podcast at robhasawebsite.com. Did watch something interesting on Netflix this week on the Nothing But Netflix podcast. Are you familiar with the newest series from Mike Myers called The Pentaverate?
I could not. Could
Mike
not
Myers, the comedian?
Yes.
2 episodes. Yes. That was it.
Is it a comedy?
It's supposed to be. Yeah.
It's very much Mike Myers. Mm-hmm. Like he did a couple of his things where he goes on.
He plays
on
like 8 characters. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was too painful to watch. Mm-hmm.
And do you think they paid him for this thing?
Yeah. Oh, very
he probably
much.
Got $200 million.
Yeah, probably.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Man. So if you were enjoyable to some in the 90s.
Yes.
You could make hundreds of millions of dollars off of Netflix now.
Sure. Yep. Wow. Yep. Being famous in the 90s is an annuity that just keeps paying out.
I know.
Yeah.
It's insane. Mm-hmm. It's like they can't come up with any new movie stars. And so they're just recycling. And then eventually it'll just be all holograms.
That's why I was lucky. I was on Survivor in 2002. It was like close to the 90s.
Yeah, you were lucky. I didn't come on until way later.
Yeah.
So how do you think that Netflix thing went? Like, they're like, Mike Myers. Oh, that's a name we haven't heard in a while. He's good, right?
So
yeah, I remember everything he doing. His he yeah. does being good. Okay, let's sign him up.
I think they look at what's popular on Netflix and sort of like go off of the algorithm. They gave millions and millions and millions of dollars to Adam Sandler. They do a lot of stuff with David Spade, and I think that they have like metrics that say like, okay, well these things are do really well. So Mike Myers, I think that like, okay, well let's give him a bunch of money to make stuff. They also have the Shrek movies, and I'm not sure if it's a package deal. Also, I don't think he owns the Shrek movies, but I don't know if they got the Shrek movies and then felt like, okay, we need to do more stuff with Mike Myers.
Okay. Well, maybe he, maybe the Shrek thing also, they were like, oh, everybody's watching Shrek and nobody knows why. And so now they're just like, well, we got to get that guy back on.
Mm-hmm.
So you covered that show. You got some hot takes.
Yep. Oh, this is the hottest. Check that out over on thehottestwebsite.com. Just dropped that today. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next time with more News AF. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.